I'll just call it quickly. This is the very much delayed Bergen Image Radio Association technical net. Are there any stations besides W82ISC wishing to check in? Please call K2BAR.
W2SC, no traffic.
You, how are you?
Gordon, I think I might have doubled. W2SC, no traffic.
Hi, Bruce. W2SC, pardon my tardiness. Welcome aboard. So I got two of you. Who else? Alrighty. W2SC and W82ISC, we have anybody else for the TechNet? This is K2BAR.
K2BAR. K2GRW, checking in. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Mr. Kai. Well, you guys are...
NJ2BS, repeat.
I got so befarkled I wasn't thinking about the net tonight because of all the routine disruptions and schedules and doing stuff because of the snow and my son's hockey game, which just ended, and I said, oh, it's Thursday, I'm an idiot. All right, so I ran outside and got things moving. Anybody else for the net? Alrighty, well, welcome, everyone. This is W2TTTK2BAR. Let's see, a couple of things. I was talking with Mark and 2MH the other day, and he was thinking of loading asterisk 18 or some version of asterisk directly into a node. Of course, when you do that, it doesn't should we say it takes away switching resources, but the whole point is to have a telephone / media gateway / video conference bridge, attached to or part of a mesh node. That might be something worthwhile. There also are people who are starting to put up, these digital gateways of various forms. And, I know, Kai, you're more familiar with them than most of us, but, they're attaching them to mesh gateways, to mesh systems, and using the IP backbone of the Ubiquiti mesh network, the Arden mesh network, provide connectivity and shared resources, and allowing people to get up on the internet or to each other, linking sites using mesh nodes instead of the internet, even for normal repeater linking. So that's kind of exciting. So I thought I'd throw that out there tonight. Kai, what's new in the world of DMR and other digital modes that you might have tripped over and I did talk to somebody who had bought a 580, and they said they liked it better than the 380, but I don't know. Your thoughts?
K2BAR. K2TRW. Okay, Gordon. Yes, the CS580 is available. I'm not sure if my opinion is reliable, since you may be aware of my affiliation. However, I can say that as far as the radio is concerned, it does seem to be a more solid unit. And I can also certainly say that it has unique features that one does not need to install any type of hacked firmware to achieve. Basically, it comes out of that, out of the box. So, I think that's about as much as I can say without running afoul of any of the FCC rules. So, back net.
Sure, I can just point out that Kai's wife is a Kinect Systems dealer. So, I'm kind of curious, you know, like if you bought a 380 or a Vetsis or the PYT, which I think are the same radio, they seem to have more memory slots for stations and more memory slots for connections. So I'm kind of curious what hacks you would have to put together, and maybe it applies to other radios that you were referencing. I'm kind of curious what you meant by hacks. I do know that they do offer more of these memory slots than the Kinect systems, on the other hand, I heard from, I think it was W2LGB, but I'm not sure. He was cheerfully praising the Kinect systems for its audio quality. He says the audio is just outstanding. So I'm kind of curious what you might have heard, what you meant by the hack part, and any other features that are unique to the 580.
K2BAR? K2GOW. Yeah, okay, I will try to keep this as objective as possible. As far as the, let's start with the MD-380 first. The MD-380 is pretty much probably the lower cost DMR radios that one can purchase. For some, it's probably the lowest cost DMR radio that one can purchase. It has 1,000 memories for contacts and 1,000 memories for channels. I'm going to drop. As far as the feature is concerned, there's extended functionality that's provided by a so-called hacked firmware. If you look up the operator called Travis Goodspeed, okay, he's written a paper, he's presented at a hacking conference in 2015. Basically, he has a set of firmware that allows after installation of his hacks, to allow some extended functionality. It's interesting, but because it's being experimental and hacked in nature, it leads to a lot of instability leads to some very interesting results, like your radio stop working. I'm going to drop. As far as the 580, CS580 is concerned, CS580 has that and some additional features on top of the hacked TYT MD-380, but all those features are available right out of the box. And since they're right out of the box, they're fully supported by the manufacturer and by the the service is available in the United States, so one does not have to mail their radio back to China. That's it. Back to that.
Okay. Very good. So what are these extended functions?
NJ2BS, repeat.
K2BR? K2GOW. Okay, off the top of my head, the first feature is one can enter their DMR ID directly from the radio. Programming cable or interface to PC is not required. That's the first thing. The second thing, there may be additional. The second thing is there's something called promiscuous mode. That allows, as long as you have the receive frequency program, basically the downlink from the repeater. The radio can decipher time slot, the talk loop, and as long as it's not encrypted, the DMR ID and all the digital information from the repeater.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So, if you're in premise to a spode, is there a way to capture the missing config information from the system and save it, and therefore be able to then access the system normally?
K2BAR. K2TRW. I believe the question is, can one capture that and put it in memory? The answer is, in the current iteration of the firmware, it allows, when you hear that the audio being passed and you see all that information there, there's a function button that will allow you to lock in on those parameters and key up and respond to that operator on that time slot, on that talk loop, so it can respond without having any kind of pre-programming necessary. Of course, once you change channels or once you unlock or turn the radio, power cycle of the radio, that goes away. There's talk of allowing memory saves, but since it's not a shipping feature, I'm unable to comment on that either way as to if that will be available and when that will be available. I personally think that would be nice, but...
Yeah, I think it'd be beyond nice. I mean, nice is, or maybe essential is what you have, and nice would be the other way. But very good, okay. Any other features we should consider as being non-experimental in the Kinect systems?
K2PAR? K2GRW. Okay, I think I got one more. The last feature, possibly one more, but this is the last I can think of right now, is the scan feature. If you set a boundary, for example, from, let's say, 440 to 445, and you let it scan, if you have anything that's a plus 5 split, it'll pick up the receive, and as long as it's a plus 5 split or whatever split that you configure it to, if you lock it in and you key up, you'll be able to get on that repeater as long as the repeater has activity and as long as you have it locked. Once you change the channel or once you turn it off, that lock goes away. If you have a very busy repeater in the area, that's always very helpful. Obviously, if the repeater is not very active, you might have to wait for it to become active to lock it in. Back to that.
Okay, so does that apply to FM, DMR, or both?
K2PR? K2TRW? That scan feature, not the permissiveness feature, the scan feature, I believe, does apply to analog as well. Oh, wait, let me take that back. That depends on the channel, but you can make it available to analog or digital, depending on what channel you're sitting on. Back to that.
Okay, very good. And naturally, there's no save function quite yet, although you would say, as you said, that would be a nice to have. All right, very good. Well, now, are there any features in the experimental build of the TYT that are interesting, however unstable?
K2BAR? K2TRW. The one that I can think of off the top of my head is the promiscuous feature. But I believe that if you turn that on, you will only hear audio. You will not be able to see which time slot. You will not be able to see the talk loop. You will not be able to see the calling ID of the station, unless if you have that station in. I believe that's what it is. Back then.
Okay. Very good, very good. All right, well, this has been an interesting colloquy. Is there anything else you want to add on the subject of DMR? How about any of the DMR gateway devices that are out there, these soft gateways, these SDR-based gateways that are out there?
K2BR? K2TRW. Were you referring to the, anything like the DB4 or the MMDBM or the DB Mega or the OpenSpot or anything like that, or is this something else? Back to that.
But any of those or anything else, you know, things that allow you to access, talk groups on a local, national, worldwide basis, things that can be used as repeater controllers. I was reading about the MMDVM and how it's working with, of all things, a GM300. And I have a GM or GR300 repeater, and I was considering, you know, putting an MMDVM on it and setting it up for something. Either fusion or for DMR.
K2BR? K2TRW. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to look forward to, and if I can help out in any way, I'd be happy to do that. The configuration, even if my understanding reading the configuration is that even if it's not connected to a network, that using the MMDVM device will allow the two mobile or the repeater setup to become a mixed mode repeater. So whatever sees coming in, it'll pass that coming out. So if you send the DMR in, it'll pass DMR out. If you send fusion and it'll pass the fusion out. So that's very exciting. It's the only thing that's available on the market, and it's available to amateurs. Back to that.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see about that. I mean, I just think it would be an interesting way of doing it, and, you know, there are a variety of talk groups, rooms, reflectors, all sorts of mishigas that you can put it up on, and so I'm thinking that that might be an interesting way to go in the future. A lot of us who work the marathon and the Passaic County Fair have DMR radios. And some some fusion radios as well. I think it might be an attractive option because of its, should we say, multifunctionality. I've also seen configurations where you can come in with one protocol and come out with another through the, you know, reflector room talk group. So it's interesting nonetheless, and that would be useful. You set up one on one frequency with one protocol, one frequency with another, tie them back to back through, you know, one of those collective frameworks, and it'll normalize everything for you. Alrighty. Well, we have anybody else have anything they would like to ask or add?
WA2UMP with just a late check-in.
W2JC with the same.
Jim, I got you. Was there somebody else?
Whiskey2JC, the same.
Okay, good evening, Jim. W2JC. Did you want to add a comment after Jim?
No, just listening. All interesting stuff.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. Very good. W2JC, did you want to add anything?
W2JC. Nope. It's all Greek, but I'm trying to learn Greek.
Question is it modern Greek or classical Greek? Alrighty, anybody else? Alrighty. Well, let's see. Kai, did you want to add anything else?
K2BR? K2TRW?
I don't have anything else to add. I would like to add something, but I'm not quite ready yet, so hopefully next week or the week after. Back to net.
We're looking forward to hearing about it. Feel free to text it to me, hi. Or at least to text a teaser or something. But all right. Very good, Kai. Thank you. All right. So we have WHYSC, W2SC, W2JC, K2TRW, and WATUMP. Is there anybody else who wanted to join the net tonight? K2BAR.
KC2ZMA.
Wow, it's like a digital free-for-all here. Good evening, Marco. Anything to add?
No, that Gordon. No, just checking in. I was just listening there, and I heard the tail end of Kai there. But just listening to the time being. Yeah, it's just interesting stuff going out in the digital world there. Trying to learn as much as I can as well. Studying a lot of that stuff as well. Back to your leg, KC2ZMA.
Very good. Well, you know, the MMDDM is kind of interesting in that it uses both an Arduino and a Raspberry Pi. I think it uses a Pi 3. I'm just kind of curious, of all these things that use Raspberry Pis, how many of them or which ones will efficiently use a Pi 2 and which ones will use a Pi 3?
Probably use either one or the other. I have a Pi 2 and a Pi 3. Of course, yeah, the Pi 3 is a little more faster, but I used a Pi 2 for a DV4 Mini and it works just as well in the Pi 3 as well. But I don't know how much of a difference power-wise, but I know it's a little more powerful than the Raspberry Pi, the third one.
Okay. Very, very good. But just to FYI, it's quite a bit more powerful, but that's okay. It's like a Pi 2 is quite a bit more powerful than a Pi, original Pi. Alrighty. So you use a Pi 2 with a DV4 Mini. That's good to know. Alrighty. Any announcements, Mr. Jim, regarding what room your C4FM Fusion gateway is going to be set to this weekend?
Okay, Gordon. We're going to be linked to the Minnesota room. Usually it's set up around midnight Friday evening, and let it run through midnight on Saturday, so it's linked for 24 hours. But during most of the day, it'll be linked to Minnesota. Then before the net, there's an International Wires X net that comes on at 9 o'clock, and before then, I'll switch it over to the America link. And then on Monday night, here's the Minnesota TechNet, which is kind of an interesting net. They have people checking in from all over, and they always have some technical speakers that share their pearls of wisdom on various topics, particularly digital. And Tuesday night, of course, at 9 o'clock, is the Chestnut Ridge C4FM net, and that is linked to FCS002 room 84, so you can get there with your open spot or your DB4 mini, or through the 442.9 repeater. And that about sums it up. Back to net control.
Very good, Jim. Curious, I did hear, I mean, I'm aware that there's the rooms that Yaesu themselves run on servers that I guess are located in Japan. I'm kind of curious as to whether or not, you know, I mean, actually, I've read, but don't know a lot of detail, that there are non, shall we say, Yaesu, I'll call them rooms, for lack of a better term, that you can actually use. Plus, there are cross-mode facilities that you can use your Fusion radio on to network. So, theoretically, you could, you know, connect a DMR population to a Fusion population. Word about, should we say, non-Yaesu rooms for your Fusion radio?
Oh yeah, there's sets of reflectors. There's the FCS001, 2, 3, and 4. Each of them have 99 rooms, so that's almost 400. Virtual rooms that you have there, and Yaesu has its own. Like the America Link is a Wires X room, but they do a double link where they use a DB4 mini or an open spot to link it to these other rooms. I'm not sure who manages those servers. They might be managed out of Florida. By the folks that run the DB4 MIDI, I'm not really sure. And I think there's some other ones that are managed elsewhere. I know of one in Canada. So there's at least 400 other reflectors or rooms that you can access outside of what Yaesu offers. I'm not a big fan of Wires X. I have one, and it's picky. You know, it's just so kind of like half-baked. It could have been powerful, but it's kind of like half-baked and sometimes loses the connection. That's my take. Back to net control.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that night where I was dropping you that coax cable, and we had that group from all over North America. It was kind of interesting with, at various points, one or the other of the guys would drop out, put me for a while, and then come back, and it was kind of weird. Different people were hearing different other people at different times. And it was very, very odd. Alrighty. Anybody else on the subject of digital modes? Okay, well, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Kai, for your insights. Let's see. Anybody have anything to update on the subject of mesh? Okie doke. An observation that this Sunday is the Barra meeting, and your speakers will be Chuck Lemkin, KC2SST, and yours truly, W2TTT. And we'll be talking about the noise in your ham shack and how to isolate it, remove it, whatever. And also with a little bit of an emphasis on SDR to characterize what you're looking at to provide something more meaningful than a simple audio recording, which, can be a little non-specific or worse. Just, you hear something transitioning across your frequency, but you don't know where it came from and where it went and whether it's still on the air or not. So we're going to have a few use cases on that as well. should be interesting. Of course, tomorrow night's the Farallon meeting, and there's no business meeting. But do we have a talk tomorrow night? No, it's next week. Okay, it's tomorrow night. It's fine. So it should be just a normal night at the community center, starting at 6 and going to 9. You're all welcome. Let's see. That's about all I have right this minute. And the barrel auction. I should point out, the barrel auction has been moved to March 12th. Sunday, March 12th, the barrel auction is. So to keep that in mind. It had to be put out a week because of a conflict in the school that popped up. It will be at Westwood High School in Washington Township in the cafeteria. And it'll start at 1 with people be able to bring in their gear starting at noon. So, any other comments or questions for the net?
W2JC.
Mr. Jim?
You mentioned next week is a talk at Farallon, but you didn't mention what it was. It's Van, W2DLT, who went to Cuba and operated Tango 48 Kilo in the CQ Worldwide contest, and he's going to show us how they set up their antennas in the ocean and also show us a little bit about what Cuba's like.
Yep. People's Democratic Republic of Cuba. It's a socialist paradise in the Caribbean. God, even Michael Manley couldn't make it as nice as Cuba.
Well, apparently it's a pretty, pretty place. And the people are nice. Just don't have a lot of anything to play with.
Yeah. Yes, it's... I was, making a snide remark about the Socialist Republic. Yes, I think it'll be a fine talk. I'm glad he was able to operate there and sorry he left $1 there, but that's a whole other conversation. So, I was going to mention his presentation in more detail next week, but, It's certainly going to be interesting to hear how this all went down. So thank you for providing that, Jim. So I didn't have all the detail you had anyway at this point. All right, anybody else?
W2JC, you should have gotten an email with a poster on it, did you?
Yes, but I don't have it all in my fat little head,
Oh, well, that's a problem.
Well, as I said, I thought I would make a bigger deal of it next week, but neither here nor there. Next week I had hoped to have it in front of me, that way I would sound less like a old fool dribbling on himself, but you saved me from that.
My pleasure.
Well, actually, but you didn't save me from acting like a reactionary right-wing nut job, so thank you.
NJ2BS, repeat.
All righty. All right, let's see. So Nancy's getting out of the car, and I will be back up momentarily. So, any other questions, comments, confusions for the net? All righty. Well, thank you, everyone, for putting up for delayed but still functionally rich session of the Virgin Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. And your participation is always appreciated and encouraged. And we hope that you have a good week. Don't slip on the ice. And we'll see you tomorrow night at Farallon and Sunday at Barra. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, as it were. Alrighty, this is K2BAR W2TT and a T.
saying 73 and have a good night.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.